From JMI Wealth, Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, the green shoots have come to a great big grinding halt because I'm looking at 48.9 and that's not what it needs to be, is it?
Yeah, no, but I'm not so sure. So a busy week this week, isn't it, Mike? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's reporting week, lots on. Then you got you throw in the RBNZ, you got that Jackson Hole conference towards the end of the week. Global happenings, busy time, lots of important stuff to talk about. Happy days for us, really, isn't it? Now, the services sector, yes. So Friday we got the update on the manufacturing sector, which was a positive read. So that sector expanding, which is very welcome to see. But arguably, the service sector in New Zealand is, you know, it's bigger. It's a much larger part of GDP, the manufacturing sector. Unfortunately, yes, the services sector is still in the doldrums, but look at direction of travel. It's not as deeply in the doldrums as it was last month. So the headline number printed at 48.9. So it's an improvement from June of 1.3 points, moving in the right direction. I hesitate to point out, though, that the long-term average is 52.9. And if you look back in May, this was at 44.3, which was really grim. 17 months since the survey indicated that the service sector was expanding. 17 months. So it does point to this anemic economy that we've had, you know, sort of trying to recover from that post 2021 sugar rush boom. Look at the sub indexes, activity sales 47.5, new orders unchanged at 50, but employment, and this is a sad number, 47.1, 20 consecutive months of contraction in that measure. What's interesting, Mike, is that globally the services sector has been much stronger. Yeah. So we're out of step on this. JP Morgan Global Services Sector, 53.4. However, Mike, you talked about the green shoots. In the commentary, this is the BNZ Business New Zealand PSI, the BNZ noted that we are accumulating early signs of life in the economy. So you had the ANZ trachometer last week. There were some bits of that that were okay. Card transactions, the PMI. You know, is the tide turning? Are we there yet? Are the green shoots there? Well, we're flirting with it. So we're going to have to, next couple of weeks, cross your fingers. Okay. Hopefully we can see more stuff.
Yep. When in doubt, there's always freightways.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, lots of company results this week. We can't talk about them all. I think you're going to talk to Contact this morning and then Comvita, the honey industry. So good news there. Freightways. I guess this is in support of the sense that the tide is turning. So full year results looked pretty good. Net profit up 12.9%. The earnings were up 6.3%. Revenue up 6.6% to $1.3 billion. So those are good numbers. And yes, you recognize the brand, Express Packages, things like New Zealand Couriers, Allied Express. They've got the refrigerated business, Big Chill now as well. Does have exposure across the Tasman, and relatively stronger economic conditions over there have helped the result. The result was very much in line with expectation, maybe a smidgen below, but you do get the sense that the demand side of the equation is getting a little better. So they said a modest improvement in volume over the last 6 months, and they would expect this build momentum into the 2026 financial year. So that's the improved network parcel volume growth. So Express Packages up 12%. So sort of supporting that green shoots there as well.
Yeah, okay. And what about A2? I mean, they're not short of cash, are they?
Man, $1 billion on the balance sheet. Have a look around. What other companies have got in New Zealand have got $1 billion on the back of, on the balance sheet? Strong operating result yesterday, Mike. This is their financial year 25, but all the focus was on their deals. They're buying Yashili's New Zealand processing plant in Pokeno for $282 million. That's right next door to the Synlait plant. So there are two plants in Pokeno. At the same time, they've sold Matara Valley Milk to Open Country Dairy. The first bit, the purchase, that was probably expected. The second bit was a little bit less expected, I guess. Now, the thing about the Yashili plant, Mike, is it's registered to provide China-labeled product into China. So you buy it, and you get the regulatory approval, it creates a growth runway for A2 Milk. They're going to invest further money to plant. They're going to employ 100 people. As I say, $100 million coming in from Matara. Assuming they get the regulatory approval for those China label registrations and the Matara deal goes ahead, they'll return $300 million in special dividends to shareholders. The market's pretty happy with A2, Mike, despite that tough market in China. Share price up 23 cents yesterday. 2.64, it's sort of climbing its way back. Good. Remember, hopefully back to $10 at some point.
Good. What are the rest of the numbers?
Dow Jones, the US markets are a little soft. Dow Jones down, as I look at it, 0.15%. The S&P 500 is down 0.11%, and the NASDAQ down 0.12%, 21,596 there. The FTSE 100 gained 0.2% overnight, 9157. The Nikkei up 0.75%, 43714. The Shanghai Composite up 0.85%. Good numbers in Asia, 3728. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.23%, closing at 8959. NZX 50, helped by results yesterday, up 81 points, 0.63%, 12,970. Kiwi against the US, 0.5920, 0.9122 Aussie, 0.5076 Euro, 0.4382 against the pound, 87.49 Japanese yen. Gold, all the threes, $3,333 US dollars, and Brent crude, $66.47.
Go well. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.